USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Coronavirus Task Force is meeting this weekend to review the numbers and recommend what steps to take next. The president has pushed this week to reopen as much of the country as he can safely.
I certainly want to get it open as soon as possible. I don't want it to be long, but we also want it to open safe.
The new stimulus bill will send resources to healthcare providers and money to families and individuals who've been laid off during the outbreak. The president says many companies are pitching in to help.
We've had tremendous results on the respirators. We've had great results on just about everything we're talking about. Boeing just announced that they're going to be making the plastic face shields, the actual shields, which are hard to come by, and they're going to be making them by the thousands a week.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
A new survey of mayors says cities lack sufficient test kits and protective equipment for first responders and hospital personnel on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly 90% of respondents to a survey conducted by the U.S. Conference of Mayors said their cities have an inadequate amount of frontline equipment for dealing with the virus. 85% said their hospitals don't have enough ventilators. The shortages could lead to the coronavirus overwhelming available supplies. The report said there was little variation in adequacy of supplies between very large and very small cities. Civil rights leader Reverend Joseph Lowery has passed away. He helped Reverend Martin Luther King found the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He was honored by President Barack Obama.
Born and raised in Jim Crow, Alabama, the Reverend Joseph Lowery is a giant of the Moses generation of civil rights leaders.
Reverend Joseph Lowery was 98 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
The Democratic White House frontrunner could soon be the only runner. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders acknowledging the uphill battle he faces to beat former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination for the White House. In an interview with NPR, Sanders says it's going to be a very steep road. Although Biden has a sizable lead, Sanders has not made an official decision yet and says he will take part in a debate next month, should there be one. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There have been some changes for Catholics during Lent this year due to the coronavirus. USA's John Hunt has more.
Some Roman Catholic bishops around the country are relieving the faithful of giving up meat on Fridays, since they've already been deprived of some foods and other pleasures during the coronavirus pandemic. During Lent, many Catholics practice self-denial and sacrifice as they repent their sins and pray in preparation for Easter. Some choose to give up certain pleasures for the full 40 days, and all Christians are instructed not to eat meat on Ash Wednesday and all Fridays during Lent, in addition to Good Friday. But some bishops this year are telling their parishioners they've given up enough. While churches are holding online masses, many Catholics are also lamenting missing their church services during the holy season. Other bishops loosen the guidelines, noting many foods are hard to come by, and going out to shop for specific foods could jeopardize people's health. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.